It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A new draft report from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission finds that the state's peak energy needs could jump by more than 40% by 2032. According to a draft report released last week by the state's utility regulators, three data center projects would account for more than 70% of the increase in electricity demand. Those ongoing projects are Microsoft's campus in Mount Pleasant, Oracle's project in Port Washington, and Meta's effort in Beaver Dam. In just a bit, we'll get reaction from a consumer advocacy group about the strategic energy assessment findings. First, we're joined by Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Joe Schultz. He's been covering the developments on data center power demands. Joe, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So this draft report finds energy needs will increase significantly due to these new hyperscale data centers coming online. What strategies will our state's utilities have to do to meet this increased demand?
So Wisconsin utilities say that they are taking an all-of-the-above approach to energy generation, and that means that they are investing in just an array of different energy generation resources, you know, from fossil fuels like natural gas plants to renewable energy like wind and solar and battery storage. They say that the natural gas generation resources are needed to provide baseload power when the sun isn't shining and the wind's not blowing. And they're trying to meet the need. I believe there's plans for about 14.2 gigawatts of new energy generation to come onto the grid. The biggest share of that would be natural gas, and then the second biggest share is going to be solar.
Yeah, natural gas, it seems like they're really leaning in to more of that generation. How have Wisconsin's utility companies reacted to the PSC's findings?
They kind of framed it as a confirmation of, you know, sort of what we already knew, in terms of just like energy needs in Wisconsin are going to increase pretty dramatically, driven in large part by data centers. And the utilities have been talking about this as data centers have been coming online in Wisconsin. Every time there's been an application for a new natural gas plant or something, you know, data centers kind of get cited. They said that they were aware of the problem and that there's regional grid folks as well that have been raising some alarm bells in the Midwest about capacity concerns. The utilities just said that this kind of reflects those concerns that they've been talking about in other cases and stuff.
The PSC declined to provide WPR with an interview or comment about the draft report. You talked with environmental groups. Mm-hmm. What have they said about the projected increase in energy demand?
I talked to Clean Wisconsin, and they were pretty alarmed by the findings. You know, they had a separate report. I want to say it was like last year, but just the two projects in Port Washington and Mount Pleasant, those two data centers are going to need more energy than all the homes in Wisconsin, according to that report. The numbers might have changed a little bit, but it's kind of a very similar issue. I think one of the big sticking points for groups like Clean Wisconsin or the Sierra Club or environmental groups is just the fossil fuel generation. Just the fact that utilities are investing in natural gas at a time when environmental groups are increasingly concerned about climate change. You know, they would argue that we're seeing the impacts of climate change like in our daily lives already, and it could get worse. Utilities are also in early stages of kind of looking at new nuclear. Like We Energy's parent company is working with a company out of Utah to explore potentially getting the Kewaunee nuclear plant back up, new generation in Kewaunee County. But that could be years off. And I think for environmental groups, the big concern is just more fossil fuel coming onto the grid at a time when they feel like we urgently need to get it off the grid.
So this energy assessment, it's a forecast for the future here in the next 6 years. The draft report cites three main hyperscale data centers. What about the possibility of future data centers not accounted for in this energy assessment that come into development in the next handful of years?
That's a good question. I mean, I would imagine that That would increase the projections in this report. I know that Cloverleaf Infrastructure is eyeing developing a data center campus in Northeast Wisconsin. They were the early developer on the Port Washington project. They've said that, if they had a campus in Northeast Wisconsin, roughly a gigawatt would be their energy needs. That's a rough estimate. There isn't a development moving forward at this time in Northeast Wisconsin, but there's developers looking at it. And then Xcel Energy, I believe, is also filing with case with the PSC to establish rates for data center scale customers in its service region. So yeah, I mean the utilities. Yeah, I mean I think we're gonna see. Well, it'll be interesting to see if another data center could even get approved in Wisconsin. If it could get through the local level in Northeast Wisconsin, there's just been immense pushback every time a community's kind of been floated to host a new data center. So,
Seeing a lot of those moratoriums pop up. Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
yeah, thanks for having me.
Joe Schultz is a reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio. For more on this draft strategic energy assessment, we turn to Tom Content, Executive Director of Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin. Tom, welcome back.
Okay, it's great to be back on the show.
What is your reaction off the top to seeing these energy estimates by 2032?
Well, these are eye-popping numbers. I mean, we've been talking about this, given the scale and the magnitude of data centers and how much energy they use. And as Joe mentioned, that just the We Energy's two projects alone is the same amount of electricity over the next 10 years as all 1.1 million We Energy's customers use today. So it's a game-changing impact for our energy grid.
Any surprises that stand out here in this draft report? For me, it was how much that the future will lean into natural gas for these utilities in Wisconsin.
It really is striking. And what this report shows is that, both the Evers administration, at least the executive branch, and the utilities themselves have carbon reduction goals and for 2050. The utilities, We Energies and WPS, say they're still committed to their 2050 goal, but they've withdrawn their interim target. In other words, they were supposed to reach a certain level of emissions below 2005 levels by 2030. And because of this wave of keeping coal plants open a little longer, as well as this surge in natural gas, they've withdrawn those. They say they're not going to meet those interim targets.
So what about consumers in all of this? Because building these plants and expanding all of this energy infrastructure, the costs will mount very quickly. We're seeing those costs. Did this report address the impact of increased peak energy demand on household power bills and the impact on ratepayers?
I mean, it does talk about affordability and actually it talks a lot about energy burden as well. And it shows that people in all corners of Wisconsin, from rural counties in northwest Wisconsin to the north and south sides of Milwaukee, are suffering from severe energy burden problems where a much too high portion of their income is going to pay their utility costs. And what we've been highlighting is the recent trend of rate hikes that are going up faster than inflation. I mean, a lot of it is, and continuing to do so if the We Energies and WPS get approval for what they've sought for the next 2 years. And so what we're trying to highlight really is that the way utilities make money is by building more. Mm-hmm. Building more is their key to profiting for their shareholders, and so what we need in Wisconsin is to really have a better process for evaluating all the new projects that are coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. Most states actually give their Public Service Commission the power to oversee that process in a much more granular way than we do in Wisconsin.
This is a 176-page draft report. The Public Service Commission noted it wants to develop new ways to better forecast energy demand for these data centers. What do we know now about how to estimate energy demand from these data centers that continue to expand?
That's you're hitting on a really key issue, because the estimates are all over the map and they're changing. Mm-hmm. We Energies has signaled that their estimates are going up. We should hear more when they have their next briefing for their investors later this month. But at the same time, I wonder, these reports that the PSC puts out are a snapshot in time, and this snapshot is actually data that was submitted in December. Which was long, a while before, which was before a lot of the opposition to data centers has really picked up, and a lot of projects and communities have risen up and said no. There are questions about how much of this is real and how much of this is actually going to manifest itself on the grid.
The final report comes out in the fall. Might we see updated numbers? What might you expect that could change in a final report?
Yeah, we will. We expect to see updated numbers in a number of areas. We traditionally provide comments in September when in advance of that public comment deadline, and we expect and hope that they're going to try to really tease in and focus on what's happened so far in 2026 because of the game-changing aspect of public concerns about data centers, as reflected in the Marquette poll that came out in April. There's a new Marquette poll coming out soon, but the most recent one showed that people have, by a 2-to-1 margin, people think the costs of data centers outweigh the benefits. We're not anti data center, but we want to make sure that the utility customers are protected and don't face higher bills because of tech companies.
Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Tom Content, Executive Director at Citizens Utility Board of Wisconsin, Vice President of the National Association of State Utility Consumer Advocates. Earlier, we heard from WPR reporter Joe Schultz about the State Public Service Commission recently releasing its draft report forecasting a sharp increase in power.